sadly, the long break didn't help that much with a few lads. Sadly, I can and have to confirm that it's the end of season for Grant Henley, because he pulled his hamstring and also his tendonus was injured in the Tottenham game. He will be out, and there's a surgery on Saturday morning. Will be out for at least 12 to 16 weeks. That means the season is definitely over for him. So I hope he's back anyhow at any point during preseason for the next season. I also have to confirm, it's the end of season for Sam Byram. He has injured himself in the I think it was the Liverpool game, the beginning of February. And we expected him to be back with us in team training in the end of May, beginning of June. But sadly, there was a big setback in his rehab. He had an interrupted hamstring tendon, and the tendon is absolutely fine, but it had to be fixed with a screw, and the body doesn't accept the screw. So it's a pretty complicated and pretty rare reaction of the body. So because of this, there is a cyst, and anyhow, we have to get rid of this. And we try to get rid of this cyst with a special injection therapy, but it will last definitely a few more weeks. So it's definitely the end of the season. We hope that he doesn't need another surgery, because it would mean then he would be out for many months, and it would also affect the new season. So definitely no chance to bring him back during this season. And I said I have also to confirm that Christoph Zimmermann is also out for the whole season. Also a setback during his rehab two or three times. We tried to re-involve him into team training, but anyhow, his body is not able to handle the load. So he has chronic problems with his lower back and his hamstring tendon. And we also try to use a special injection therapy right now and build him up, but it's definitely also for him the end of the season. So if I'm honest, it didn't help that much, the long break with the long-term injuries, but that's the situation we face at the moment.
And can I ask about Marco Stiperman? He was your victim of the coronavirus. He's cleared to resume training. Does he have a chance of being involved against Southampton?
From the rules, yes, but I won't involve him, because it was, of course, a shock for him and also for the whole group then when the result came back as a positive test. Thank God he showed no symptoms and was absolutely fine during his self-isolation, and pretty quick. The first retest was also negative. He had also a second negative retest, and for that he was allowed already today to join us again one day earlier than expected. But he was in self-isolation for the last 6 days, was not allowed to be with us, to train with us. And one thing is more like the rule that he would be available for the game, but the other thing is also like his preparation was not perfect, and also for the mindset it was not that easy for him. So the good news is that he's back and back together with us, and hopefully he can be a topic then for the next game, but not for tomorrow.
Thanks, Aidan. I will now bring Joe in, if that's okay, Joe. So I should ask to unmute yourself.
Unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yes, all good. Over to you, Joe.
Hi, Daniel. Joe Anker for Premier League. Coming into the break, Norwich had actually beaten Leicester City in the penultimate game. Southampton had a poorer run coming into the break. That must be a little bit frustrating. How tough has it been to even analyse your opposition under these circumstances?
Yes, of course. It's a bit more complicated when there's such a long break. And I think more like the momentum that was there nearly 4 months ago is not important anymore, because we had such a long break. It feels a bit like a summer break and a preseason, preseason without the possibility to have a proper amount of friendly. So for that, I think the shape and the momentum in February or in the beginning of March was not important anymore. And of course, it's always difficult then to prepare your team for an opponent. Of course, it's the same head coach with Ralph, it's the same players, the same club. It's not like they will play completely different, but you don't know how they have used the lockdown period and also the little preseason to prepare themselves. You try to predict a bit in which way they will come, because they can't change that much their style of playing. But yeah, it's a bit like in the beginning of the new season, the first one or two game days are always a bit difficult to prepare. And but that's a topic for all the other clubs, and for that, yeah, no complaints from my side.
You say that the first couple of games, it's always tough to prepare. These first couple of games are very, very important for you because your schedule is that you have two consecutive home games and you finish the season with Chelsea, Burnley and Manchester City. So how do you keep your players calm and yet strategically take advantage of the schedule you have?
Yes, we're pretty much aware. We can read the table and we know that each and every game from now on is unbelievably important. And we have 9 games. That means for us, we need to go into each and every game in order to win points. And we will have more or less 9 finals. And each and every game is important. And it's also important to have a good start into this 9 finals. Yeah, because the better you start, the easier it is in anyhow to achieve the amount of points in order to be allowed to stay in this fantastic league. And we know the importance of the games, but it feels a bit different to other seasons, yeah? Because in each and every other season, it's a bit like you go into this and you know each and every game is important, and it's in each and every game about 3 points. After such a long break, I compared it a bit with the US sport, with the playoffs. It feels a bit like, okay, the season is done, and right now we start into the playoffs, a bit like in a best of nine series. And it's more like once you are able to manage to get 5 wins, yeah, then you will win the series. And for us, it means then we are allowed properly to stay in this league. And when you're not able to win 5 games, it means that you will lose the series and you will relegate. So this effect. And it's also important after 1 or after 2 games not to be too overexcited, yeah, because you can more or less even in a best of 9 series go 2-0 in lead. And you can still lose this. Even if you're 4-0 in lead, you can lose this. And if you're 0-4 back, you can also win this. So we know that in the end, we need to be there with 5 wins to give ourselves a chance to stay in this league. And this is a situation we face. And we're pretty much prepared for this crunch-time period. And yeah, we're also greedy and looking forward to have these important games. Because we have showed also in the last season already that we are good, especially in these games, when it's about do or die and also the cup competition. So my feeling is mentally we are 100% prepared for this situation, and yeah, for that we are looking forward to have these games.
And you do start, obviously, this restart period with 2 consecutive home games, obviously without fans this time. Have you been able to sort of prep the team in training, or will you pep the team up in any way to try to draw out that same level of excitement from them that they would get in front of home fans?
It's difficult, and also the experience in Germany shows that more like the home advantage is a bit away when you just watch the statistics. And for that, of course, it's also for us, unfortunately, because we still would have had 5 home games in front of our excited fans. And of course, I would have preferred to play in front of our home crowd. Of course, especially for teams who are fighting against relegation, who are newly promoted, it's always necessary that you have the support of the home fans. But we have to accept the situation. We will play these games a bit like friendly games or preseason games, behind closed doors. And there are no complaints from our side. It's important that we create a spirit within our group that we are greedy and that we also are fully focused and fully switched on in order to play with a great attitude. And we know that we can't wait just for the support of our home fans because they're not allowed. It's more like we have to create a special attitude within the group. My feeling is I've got fantastic lads and they are willing to work their socks off in order to achieve something really, really special during this last 9 games. And for that, yeah, we'll try to be fully switched on from the first moment and try to be successful in the home games, but also in the away games.
Okay, and just finally, back to your coin phrase now, the little miracle. Obviously, abrupt changes can bring unexpected results. The whole team, every team in the league has had abrupt changes and different players getting better, getting injured, lack of fitness and so on. How do you feel about your chances, your hopes of that little miracle now?
Well, we are the underdog without any doubt. Yeah, we are in the most complicated situation of all competitors because we have the lowest amount of points. So for that, we're not naive. But my feeling is, we all are 100% convinced that we still have a chance. And like I said before, so it's not like we have to pray for that other results will go in our favor. It's more like it's all in our hands. Yeah, we have 9 games. Yeah, and if we are capable to win at least 5 games, then we'll stay in this league. It's, of course, unbelievably complicated. Yeah, for us as a newly promoted side to manage this, but it's still doable and still possible. And yeah, in general, so my feeling is also like, yeah, also this special situation that we right now have, more like a bit like a period of five weeks with crunch time period and many, many games in such a short period. It's more like you have to show winning mentality during this days, and I'm fully convinced that my team has this, and for that I'm more convinced that we have a chance to stay in this league even more than before the break, if I'm honest. And for that, we're looking forward to go into this. We have nothing to lose, but a lot to win, and with this attitude will go into this last 5 weeks.
We're now going to come to Charlie Wyatt from The Sun, if that's okay, Charlie.
Hi. How much did you think you could use this situation to your advantage? In that, you know, it's an inexperienced team, very young, and actually they could actually adapt to these weird situations, the weird surroundings, quicker than more experienced players. And also, I don't just mean playing in front of no fans, playing in hotter temperatures over June and July. Obviously, you're playing Saturday and midweek quite a lot. So in a funny sort of way, do you think normally where experience counts at this time of the season, it might work the other way for you?
That's what we're trying to achieve, and what we have to try to achieve. If I'm really realistic, I would say actually would have had more home games than away games. Would have been definitely an advantage to play in front of our games. So in general, that we have behind closed door games is not an advantage for us, not at all, because we would have had the bigger home advantage. And when you just judge the statistics, for example, in the Bundesliga, there are many more away games and away wins than normal. So for that, it's not an advantage. I also think that in general, to play without fans, actually, it should be a bit more an advantage for the team with the highest individual quality, because the emotions are and the emotion of the supporters are a bit out of the game. So when you judge it and also judge the results, it's quite often that the teams and the clubs with the highest individual quality have an advantage. It also, yeah, to have so many games in such a short period, quite often, yeah, the clubs who were able to spend lots of money to have many options on the same level, perhaps who don't have to invest that much into each every game, yeah, as a newly promoted side. Yeah, you have to play more or less the whole game always with Pulse 200 and with knife between the teeth. And yeah, once you have the quality of, for example, Manchester City, yeah, sometimes after 60 minutes, the game is done and you can rest a little bit. So actually, I would say when we judge it realistic, and I think it's important to judge it realistic because the players are not stupid. Yeah, they can't tell them any lies. It's more or less an advantage for the bigger clubs and the bigger teams. But that's the situation we face, and I think it's important to be realistic and to be honest in the situation, and say, okay, listen, there's another odd that is against us, and we accept this. And we want to use our situation as much as possible. And whatever. So we accept the situation. For that, we don't feel sorry for ourselves. So we won't use this as an excuse. We know that realistically, it doesn't go that much in our favor. But yeah, we adapt to this and we'll still try to create something special.
Just one more from me. Is that right? Both Teemu and Todd Cantwell were suffering slight niggles before the game stopped. And how much of an advantage is it that now that they're hopefully much fresher than maybe they were in March?
Yes, but it's the same situation for all the teams. Yeah, for example, Redmond is back for Southampton after injury, I think. So more like the short-term injuries, it helped for all the teams more or less with this. If I'm honest, I was really hoping to have, of course, Grant Henley, but also Christoph Zimmermann and Sam Byram available. So this was my biggest hope. So I was not concerned about Timo and about Todd. Sadly, in this terms, the break didn't work so that much in our favor. And there are always during a preseason some little problems with little hit or whatever in training. But like I said before, so all the players are just apart from this long term injuries available. And for that, my feeling is we are in a good shape and we are prepared.
From true crime to football, Brexit to folklore. For more great podcasts from Archant, head to audioboom.com/channel/Archant.
If we could now bring in Paddy Davitt from the EDP, if that's okay.
Just a couple for me, Daniel. Obviously, we're keeping you quite a long time today. Appreciate your time. But Christoph and Sam, you don't hopefully feel they need to go and have surgery?
It could be because the problem with Christoph Zimmermann is he has a bit like chronic hamstring tendon problems, and we try to get rid of it with a special injection therapy right now, but we will just be able to judge it in 3 or 4 weeks if this actually works, because we have tried it 3 or 4 times to reinvent him into team training, but anyhow, his body wasn't able to handle the load, and his lower back and his hamstring tendon always react after a bit more load. We hope that this special injection therapy will help right now, but we'll just have to analyze it then in 3 or 4 weeks' time. And if it works, then there's a great chance that he's back then for the preseason, for the new season. Hopefully, it works like this. If not, perhaps his hamstring needs another surgery then, and a pretty complicated surgery would it been, to be honest. So yeah, we have some fears, if I'm honest. And the same with Sam Byram. The problem is that his body, his hamstring tendon is absolutely fine, but his body reacted on the screw within his hamstring. And there is a cyst, and we have to get rid of his cyst, and we try to get rid of it with a special also injection therapy. The specialists are involved, and if this works, then he's back also like for the preseason, and we can go further on, because his hamstring and his tendon looks absolutely fine. But if his body still not accept the screw, we have to take the screw out anyhow, and then another process of rehab starts again, and then he would be out for 5 or 6 months or something like this. There's also a big danger for that the new season will be anyhow then involved with him, and it's more like our thoughts at the moment. Of course, we are a bit disappointed that he's not with us, but it's more like the most important thing is that he gets back to fitness, and all our fingers are crossed and all our thoughts are with him, that hopefully it works out with this with this injection therapy.
Yep. Okay. And bringing it obviously back to tomorrow night, you've been asked about Tim Close, and now you look at your centre back options, no Grant Hanley, no Christoph Zimmermann. And you said we need to be careful with Tim, but is the reality you're probably gonna have to put him in tomorrow night or very early on in this 9-game period, just because you haven't got the options at centre back?
Yes, it's pretty likely that he's involved, and carefully in general. I mean, the whole period over the next 5 weeks, and because it's a massive load, and of course I would have preferred to have more options, especially in the defense. Also, that Sam Byram is not involved also doesn't help. So we have many options in the offense, many options in the midfield, but in the defensive options are pretty rare at the moment. If I'm really honest. But that's a situation we have to handle, and we have proved even before. Alex Hette, for example, played several times, also pretty solid on the centre back position. Yeah, and even if we have to play at any point Timo Pukki as a centre back, we will play him and try to win the game. So no time to feel sorry for ourselves or to complain about the situation. It is a bit strange, yes, but all I wanted to say is that we have to be important, that we don't expect Tim that all alone he can win the games for us in the defense. So it's quite important that we find a good setup in general as a team. But yeah, Tim Klose, without any doubt, he will play a pretty important role during our whole period right now to fight to be allowed to stay in this league.
Just a couple more for me, if I can. Talking of options, obviously you've got 5 substitutions. You can name 9, I think, on the bench now. 2 things. Will that increase the chances of an Adam Eder or a Josh Martin? We know they're now firmly part of your first team squad, potentially getting a chance. And does it alter your mindset maybe within a game that you've got a few more options when you look behind you on the bench?
Yes, definitely. But they're not just options because I have more opportunities right now, just because I have done fantastic during the last weeks. I'm pretty happy with the developing of Adam. He was pretty impressive during our little preseason. The same with Josh Martin. Sadly, his first weeks was a bit like also a bit like reduced because he had a small muscle injury once he was on his individual training. He trained a little bit too much and he was not with us in the first 2 weeks, but you got the feeling so the last 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks he was growing more from day to day in his performances. I'm pretty pleased that we have also like this a bit like positive naivety and this bravery of the youth. I think that's definitely what we need to use also in order to win points during the next weeks. Because one thing is for sure, we need all the lads and the whole team. And I guess at any point, every player will be needed. And we will definitely also need our young lads.
And just final one. I mean, we've had 100 plus days without a game of football. That will have given you a lot of time to stop and think and talk with your coaching staff. We all know it's about wins and you're talking about 5 wins maybe from 9. But what elements do you need to, you feel your team need to be better at than they were in the first 20 odd games to win those 5 games? Which key elements do Norwich need to be better at in this, as you say, playoff period almost?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to give too many information to the opponents at the moment, but we have worked on several things. For example, also like to be able to play in different base formations. To be honest, it's a bit tricky for us to play, for example, in 3-man formation because not that many defenders are available. But we also tried several base formations that was quite important. It's of course a bit tricky when you can't play a proper amount of friendly, so you have to concentrate just on the key topics. And also we changed slightly our processes a little bit and what we want to do in against the ball, also in terms of our pressing. One key topic, we have conceded too many goals out of crosses. We have worked a lot on this topic. And also a few things in our possession to change the process slightly, like I said, so I don't want to give too many information to the opponents, but these were the key topics. We had a pretty short preseason. It's not like 6 weeks or what you normally have after summer break, and actually you have 7 or 8 friendlies perhaps right now. We just had this one competitive friendly with Tottenham. For that, it was of course a bit restricted in the first 2 weeks in training. We're just allowed to play to train with 5 players. Of course, this restricts your opportunities also a little bit, but we have tried to use it as much as possible. And right now it's up to us to bring it also on the pitch.
Thanks, Daniel. Good luck tomorrow night. Good luck.